This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get up, get up, get up, it's the Get Up Show.
Well, hi everybody, it is the Simon Says Podcast, episode 128, the one where Sean is still out.
Yes, first he was on vacation, and then he got a summer goad while he was on vacation, and he couldn't come back for after vacation.
I do think it's pretty. Oh, by the way, please like, rate, subscribe, download everything. Tell your friends. Help us spread the word about the podcast. It's super neat that you're listening to it now. Make sure other people do. So that said, what I love about Sean is he's the only one who can take off time and get sick at the end of it.
Yeah.
And then manage to be so sick. And in his defense, like, he's not faking it.
Oh, no. But it's a skill.
But he is the sickest boy. So hopefully he'll be back very soon. This is very cool in a little bit. So we got to talk to an actual person that listens to our show and called us because they heard that we were asking about them.
Yes, we heard that they did something spectacular and we mentioned it on the air and she called in to talk about that spectacular thing.
Can I just say how happy that makes me? We joke all the time and we'll say stuff like, you know, oh man, anyone out there listening, blah, 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 yeah, blah. Or if you know, so it's like,
and they never do.
I've been joking forever about Mr. Beast, Jimmy, yes, who lives, I think he lives in Greenville. And I'm like, cause dude's a famous YouTuber, but he's
a very famous YouTuber.
Yeah,
he's right here in North Carolina.
In North Carolina. And I'm like, come on, hook us up. Let's do it. And, you know, that's probably a little bit out of our range.
But you still think that someone knows him. He's from here. They might be like, dude, yeah, we heard them talking about you on a morning show the other morning. They want you to call. But, I mean, you think somebody would say that?
It's always funny to me when it's proven that someone is actually listening to us.
Right.
Like, we know that people listen to us.
Well,
it's not like, because people respond to stuff and talk about stuff that we talk about all the time. You know, we get calls for the podcast.
Yeah, but the thing is... we sit here in a little room talking to each other.
Yeah.
And I've always said this, if someone all of a sudden opened up a wall and showed me all the people that listen to my radio station, that they're all sitting there like listening to what I'm saying, I'd probably just freeze up and have to crawl under the desk. So we don't think about that there are actual people out there in the world listening to us. We're just, you know.
Well, I can't afford to listen. I can't afford to think like that, because of the dumb stuff that I feel like I say sometimes just to be entertaining. And then I have this problem with oversharing. And luckily, I've managed to not say anything too incriminating or that would harm any relationships in my life.
But the point is that someone was listening and
yes,
heard us talk about wanting to talk to the lady with the Guinness World Record holding guinea pig.
So,
and
all right,
so she contacted us.
I was reading about it on Fox 8 and I was like, oh, this is super cool. So her name is Gwen Ford,
mm-hmm,
and she lives in High Point. And actually, we had a chance to talk to her. So but her guinea pig, Coco, actually set a Guinness World Record for the most tricks performed in a minute, I believe is what it was.
Okay. And one of my big questions was, what kind of tricks do guinea pigs do?
I know. Well, that's the thing. So she reached out to us. We got her number. And so we're going to go ahead and play. We had a long conversation with her. So we're going to play that now. Because she was super nice and super
great. She's
great. And we'll also play it on the air. But we wanted to have a chance to go ahead and play the whole thing. Because we only have so much time in the mornings.
Yeah.
So we had to, you know, kind of trim out some of her answers and stuff. So this is our whole conversation with Gwen. And it picks up with, we'll say, ready. Hello?
Hello, hello.
Is this Gwen?
It is Gwen.
Oh, my goodness. Gwen, this is Maddie and Charlie with The Get Up Show.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we are calling you because we heard that you have a very special animal in your house.
I do. Well, all my animals are special, but there's one really special, special one.
Like, how did you know that you could teach Coco, the amazing Guinness World Record holding guinea pig, to do fun stuff?
Coco was always a little more, you know, guinea pigs in general are prey animals, and they are by nature more shy than your, you know, other pets.
Yeah.
But for some reason, Coco, and I think it may also be his breed, breed is a very outgoing breed of guinea pig. And so he was always really curious, and he was always, you know, just getting into stuff or getting out of stuff, as the case may be. and so, I would have him like, now my guinea pigs, because I rescue, uh-huh. And so I have a room set up specifically for the rescues. But I would take him out and bring him down to my bedroom, and he would run around, and he'd look under the bed, and he'd look in the closet. He's always doing something. So I said, well, when he was in the cage, he'd just get really bored looking, like, he wasn't interested in like nosing with the other guinea pigs. And, you know, he was just kind of like, he just looked like bored as a guinea pig.
He needed more in his life.
Yeah. I was like, well, I'm just going to try something. You know, Facebook, you got like so much stuff going on Facebook. I found a page where this lady from Canada was teaching all her guinea pigs how to do tricks. And so I said, okay, well, I'll join her group. And we would do a couple things. So he learned how to run up the stairs. And then he would, you know, learn how to, like, do spin right. He could, you know, stand up on his hind legs. So I was like, okay, so, and she would, like, each week or so, she'd teach a new trick. And he would just catch on so fast. So finally I contacted her, and I said, hey, should I, like, be, like, seriously trick training this guinea pig? And she said, yeah. Mm-hmm. She had seen my video. She said, absolutely. And so she helped me to teach him to do the more complicated tricks. And, so eventually we got to the point where he started getting all these trick titles. They're, you know how dogs get trick titles?
Yeah.
There's the program where basically this company, as long as any animal can do the tricks that they've outlined and you know, the specifications on those tricks, they will certify your animal. And so we just started going through each level, novice, intermediate, you know, whatever, expert, champion, and he was just flying through it and getting all his titles. So finally one of my friends said, well, why don't you put him in like the Guinness? Why don't you try the Guinness record? I was like, that's crazy. She's like, well, we can just, you know, you try. I was like, okay, yeah, sure, I can try. I was like, yeah, this is not going to work. It worked.
So did they have someone actually come and verify that Coco could do all these tricks?
No. So I didn't have the money for that. So that's that's like a $10,000 type of package, $6,000 to $10,000 package. No.
Nice. I see the hustle.
I did try to like reach out to Pink, who has guinea pigs, and I said, hey, you could, you know, would you like to sponsor me?
Nice try. I like it.
From her. Yeah, no. So they do have a free version. That's why it takes like 4 to 6 months to hear back from Guinness if you do the free version.
Uh-huh.
But the application is long. You got to have two timekeepers. You have to have like two additional witnesses that aren't related to you in any way. You have to have like, I don't know, multiple camera setups to take multiple angles of video, photos, and slow-mo. It's like all these
Oh, yeah, wow.
Requirements. Yeah, it was very stressful. You have to get your vet to, like, you know, I guess prove or at least write a letter that says that, yes, this is a guinea pig. It's not being abused. It's an adult.
Not a very small person in a guinea pig costume.
It's like, can you verify this is actually an animal and not one of her children?
Yeah. And then he has to submit that he's actually a legitimate vet. So he has to submit a copy. Oh, my gosh.
This is serious business.
So, wait. All right. Coco did 18 tricks. Now, they said they only accepted 16. So, but what were, like, what's Coco's go-tos?
Okay, so Coco's go-to is actually what I call mouth tricks. So he likes to pick stuff up, open door, you know, anything he can do with put his mouth on and pull or, you know, stuff like that. On his trick list, we did, because when you're doing the, you know, so many tricks in a minute or in a time slot, you're trying to do short, quick tricks. So we did spin right, spin left, jump over my right arm, jump over my left arm, pick up a bell, you know, hop over a stick, pick a card, pick up a card. So it's like little quick things, push a ball, give me low five, give me high five. So, you know, we're trying to do like fast things. But for his title, he had to do more complicated stuff. So like when he was doing the dog title stuff, he had to do stuff like opening up a kennel door, going inside, closing it. He had to do distance tricks. So he had to go like 20 feet to a platform I had to cue him, you know, from like 20 feet away, which is hard for a guinea pig because their eyesight is horrible. So I'm like over there, you know, like trying to bring in an airplane, making all these big gestures and like, spin. but he did it. So yeah.
Have you ever thought about the possibilities of maybe training Coco for a life of crime? Because it sounds like you might be able to work something out. Like maybe we could work on a side hustle.
Okay, so you laugh, but I will have you know there is a video out there by Coco on how to be a crime master.
Oh, my favorite. Coco and I could be friends.
Charlie is...
He shows you how to hide. He shows you how to look really cute when you get caught.
See, I have mad respect for master criminals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, also, does Coco have any plans for any other world records? You know, like most hot dogs or eating juggling chainsaws?
Well, you know, we were going to try to go for like... fastest consumption of a bag of carrots, but
oh, neat!
Apparently, that's not a category under Guinness.
Oh, so, shoot!
Yeah, for the right amount of money, they would make that a category.
Yeah, it sounds like they'll do anything for the right amount of money.
Pretty much, yeah.
Do you think also that we could teach Coco how to do radio because Sean refuses to come back from being sick? So, I mean, just Coco.
We need
a
third.
Can Coco talk up some records?
You know, yeah, so Coco probably would not. He is one of the few guinea pigs that is not very vocal.
Unlike the one that I had when I was in elementary school.
Yeah.
No, he does the side eye real good. But it would be a very quiet radio show if you had Coco on there.
Well, that's fine. Listen, tell Coco that anytime he wants to come hang out, you're more than welcome, but that's so cool. We saw that. We also want to say it's very rare when we say something on the air like, hey, get in touch with somebody, to have someone call us back. So thank you so much for reaching out to us.
Yeah, actually, my boss called me.
That's awesome. Well, tell your boss we said what's up.
You need to call.
Yeah, you deserve a day off. We need Coco Day.
Make sure you put that on the air tomorrow.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much, Gwen. Give Coco all our love, and we appreciate you calling us.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
There we go. World record holding guinea pig, Coco.
And that was his owner. That was not Coco.
No, that was Coco.
That was his owner,
Coco.
Gwen Ford, who taught him the tricks.
I still think that's so crazy. The idea, like, she's sitting there. And what's really neat is that she rescues guinea pigs.
Yeah.
And just guinea pigs or all animals?
I don't know. She just said she rescues.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so she realized that this little guinea pig had too much energy and was really bored just hanging out in the cage. Needed more in his life.
That was my favorite too. She's like, yeah, he needed more interaction. He was bored being a guinea pig.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
To change gears, first of all, what is Gen Z?
Okay, it's like our teenagers.
Our teenagers are Gen Z.
Yes.
Okay, so there was a whole thing, it's like Gen Z logo or lingo?
Yeah.
It's the whole thing?
You have teenagers in your house, I have a teenager in my house, and sometimes they say things. You know, we had slang when we were in school.
Yeah.
You know, things that we said, like psych and
Sweet. Grody
and, you know,
bitchin',
whatever kinds of stuff.
Rad.
Yeah. So they, of course, have come up with their own language and you see it a lot on social media and whatevs. But do you really know what these words mean? So I'm going to quiz you and see if you know.
All right. There's one that I finally figured out.
But some of these may already be out of style because their language goes so quickly,
yeah.
But we're still going to throw them out there. Yeet.
I know yeet is just kind of like going for it or something like that.
No. Yeet is discarding something quickly. Like, I'm going to yeet you on out of here. We're going to yeet out of here.
Or shoot. All right. Yeah. Okay.
So yeet when you toss something away. Or
okay.
It's to discard an item at high velocity.
Okay.
No cap.
Oh, no lie.
Yes.
That's the one I know. Cap and no cap.
Yeah.
Okay. That took me forever, but I got that one.
No cap means when you would say like, no lie, I hate doing this so much.
Yeah, for real, no cap.
You'd say no cap. Bussin'.
Oh, shoot. I don't know.
It is similar to when we used to say bitchin'.
Oh, that's bussin'.
Yeah, it's bussin', something that's really good.
Okay, sweet.
Ship.
Is that like a championship?
It is not.
Okay, because that was from Letterkenny.
It's right. Like, I so ship Eddie Munson and Dustin.
Oh, you love them.
You love their relationship together.
Oh, see, all right. I that was a hockey thing from Letterkenny on Hulu where they said they're going for the ship, which is the championship.
No.
All right, got it.
Drip.
I mean, is that like style?
It's like, check out my drip, man.
Okay.
Got that this one, great outfit on. It's so cool.
I feel like the drip has been around for a while. I don't think that one's as new.
It has. So we know that tea is gossip. We talked about that. Yeah, we talked about that one all the time.
Sip and spill it all the time.
Let's see. Vibe.
I mean, just your overall vibe, right? I mean, your attitude, your...
But it's something that's good. It's like, man, this ice cream is a whole vibe. It like just really just makes the day for me.
I'm in a ship with this ice cream. No cap.
They understood the assignment.
I mean, I just know the TikTok. I mean, just that someone did something right. Like, you know, I know the audio from it. I understood the assignment.
What does it mean? What does it mean when you understand the assignment?
Like when you see something, like someone doing something that like right or wrong, wow, whatever
that,
it is.
That I mean, is so vague.
No, I mean, I don't know how else to say it. Like,
well, it's like if you say, hey, everybody, bring a dessert to the potluck and you bring like the best cake that ever caked. Like, oh, Maddie understood the assignment.
Yeah.
He brought something really great. He didn't just throw together some oven-baked cookies or whatevs.
That is one where I'm going to hear it, and I'm always going to be like, I'm going to think of TikTok. Like, that's a TikTok clip that was...
Most of these are. That's how we know about them.
Oh, God. There was one I was playing for Sean, and he was like, what's that? And I'm like, dude, even I know. It's like the kids going, it's not nothing go wrong. Oh, no. Wrong.
You're trailing off the other side. We're talking about lingo.
I'm doing nothing.
If you say somebody lives rent free,
like in your head.
But why?
Because I can't stop thinking about them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can't stop thinking about something,
yeah,
it lives rent free in your head.
In sports, that's a big thing. Like if I'm in your head, rent free.
Yeah. Exactly. If you say something is sending me, what does that mean?
I don't know. Sending me like triggering kind of thing?
Let me use this as an example that you'll understand. The new Thor movie was really sending you when you were at the theater.
It was making me laugh a lot.
Yes, it's to burst with laughter.
Okay, pause real quick. I just need, because I wrote Thor down on my list.
Wait, I got one more.
Oh, God. Okay, we'll come back. Okay, we'll come back.
This will be another one. That's know what? What is main character energy?
Like I'm the lead. I'm the top dog.
Yeah, like you're not even really trying, but you're just like you've got it going on. You're just everybody's attention is on you, and you've got main character energy, like Thor.
Like Thor. Okay, I just want to say, I always think it's funny when you watch a movie. It's funny to me when you see something and you really like it, and then there's like mixed opinions all around.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of times with like a lot of the Marvel movies nowadays, it's like it's pretty much everyone's like all in on them. Like the Spider-Man movie, everyone was like all in.
Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to see him. Everybody wants to get out there. And they're real quick with spoilers, which I'm not a fan of. But yeah, I mean.
Have you dodged? I mean, there wasn't a ton spoilery. There wasn't a lot of stuff in Thor.
I'm trying not to read things about movies that I really want to see. Like, okay. I just don't even read about it, except for, like, I've seen the trailer and I know the gist of it, but I just don't.
Okay. But, yeah, so, like, a lot of the reviews have been mixed on it, and I personally thought it was one of the best movies I've ever seen. And to the point where it was funny, because it was myself, my wife, and the kids, and all four of us were into it. And to the point where I was laughing at stuff, and people said it was too funny. And I'm
they said it was almost silly because it's supposed to be serious. But Thor's always had that sense of humor. You know, Chris Hemsworth is one of the out of all the characters, like he always had some funny comeback lines
did
some kind of in the last Thor movie. There was some really goofy type things, but they pull him off.
He does a great job at that kind of. I'm trying to think of the best way to put it, but it's like, it's not even like playing dumb, but he
kind of like, he's not trying to be funny, but it's,
he does a lot of the dry delivery really well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting because it's funny when you see someone who's so like these Marvel characters, like the Marvel actors. So like Hemsworth is so Thor, and that's mm-hmm. what he's really known for. But have you seen any other stuff that he's done? Like, he had that movie on Netflix called Extraction, where he was like a military guy.
Yeah.
And I thought he did a good job with
that.
Well,
he also had one recently called, what was it called? Spider-Land?
Spider-Head.
Spider-Head.
He was
great in that.
Oh, did you finally see that?
And it was completely, we watched it the first weekend it was out.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, and it's a completely different type of character for him. So I was...
The other one that I'm excited to see is with Chris Evans, who was Captain America. Mm-hmm. And he's done a few things now. He was in Knives Out and got a lot of good praise on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is, there's a new one. It's something like Something Gray. And that's another Netflix one. But he's got a mustache and he's a spy.
Yeah.
And it actually looks really good. But it looks like he might even be the villain in this, which is even cooler, which it's got to be hard for these guys to do a role.
They get so stuck in a character, especially when there's multiple movies.
But yeah, I think it's really interesting. I am starting to lose where the focus is on the Marvel universe because it was so focused for so long.
It's a multiverse.
Yeah,
it's absolutely a multiverse. It's happening all over the place. I have one question for you that I heard, and I want to know your take on it because I have not seen the Thor movie yet. I heard that Natalie Portman's muscles are CGI.
Oh, I don't know. I thought that she actually had worked out.
Well, I read that she said they told her, they were like, let's see how bulked up you can get, which she thought was refreshing because usually for women in Hollywood, it's like, let's see how tiny you can be. And they really wanted her to bulk up and get toned and everything else. So
it's not a spoiler because it's in the trailer and it's on the poster, but there's a part where she's in the Thor stuff and she's jacked.
Yeah.
Like her arms are sick. Okay. It's bad enough when I have to see Hemsworth with his shirt off.
Yeah.
Because I always think it's so funny. Like, people are like, you know, you talk about body image when you look at celebrities. And again, we've gone through this a bunch of times. But dude is ripped. I mean, it is ridiculous. But
you now
watch
you're
how
like,
he trains.
Oh, man, Natalie Portman could kick my ass, too.
Oh, my God. Natalie Portman's arms are bigger than mine.
Yeah. So I wondered what you thought about that. Because I read, she said that they like really wanted her to bulk up for this, but then someone else said they heard it was CGI, and I was like, "What? That's not what she said." I hope not. I hope that's really her. Like,
I don't think she's
a tiny lady, so she can only bulk up so much.
I just think it was cool. I mean, I still think it's cool that she came back for another movie because
I didn't think she would.
She is one of my I have always loved her as an actress ever since. God, The Professional.
Oh. That's the first time I remember seeing her, and she was great in that movie.
What was it? There was another one where she played like the next door neighbor and it was like Timothy Hutton and somebody else. I can't remember the name of it now, but she's, you know, she's one of those ones like, and it's interesting because she's actually kept acting. Oh, did you see? So Taika Waititi is the one who directed it. So
yes.
He directed Thor. He Ragnarok. He also has done What We Do in the Shadows, Our Flag Means Death on HBO, which I really like. You know,
he has some off the wall humor.
Was it The Wild People? But he's fantastic. But he was saying, I guess, that there was a rumor that he would be directing a Star Wars something.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked Natalie Portman, and I don't know how much of this is real or not, or if it was just one of those things, but it was like saying, you know, like, hey, you know, would you ever, you know, how would you like to be in a Star Wars movie? And she was like, I was in Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
And he's like,
oh.
You were?
Well, she was in one of the worst Star Wars
movies. She was in three of the worst.
So.
She was in all three of them, wasn't she?
Was she in all three of them? I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't see all three of them because the first one I fell asleep.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're in a field. It's her and Hayden Christensen, and they're like in a field doing something.
That was
and that
the second
was about.
One. But yeah.
That was when I fell
even
asleep.
Even better. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But I think that's neat. And I highly recommend it. Oh, did you also see that there might be a Top Gun 3?
I haven't seen the Top Gun 2 yet, so...
Well, Miles Teller said something about that Cruise wanted to do another one. And I think
Cruise...
It doesn't surprise me.
Cruise is one of those guys, if he lives long enough, he will still be acting in his 90s. Like, he will not stop until it stops him.
And I'm going to have to see the Elvis movie. Sean, yeah. I mean, will not stop talking about how much he loves it.
Yeah, there's
He's already seen it a couple times.
I'm so happy movies are back and there are a lot of good movies
out.
And that they're in the, you know, in the theaters. There's something about going to the theater to see a movie that's still just so much better than watching it at home.
I will say right now, too, I absolutely love the new reclining seats. I love being able to pick my seats, although, you know, sometimes it's frustrating. But
What I don't like about that is the fact that you can't last minute decide to go to the movie because the seats are already all sold out.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't, but at the same time, it would be sold out if you went last minute anyways.
But that was some of the fun of going to the movie theater was like, oh, we got to hurry or we're going to have to sit in the front row staring straight up at the screen.
Have you ever done that, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst.
So many times.
I went with a group of friends and I was so pissed because I was like, we got to go. We have to get there. And everyone's dragging their feet. So, of course, we get there late. And the only thing there was like front row. And it was the Christian Bale Batman. I think it was the Joker one. I think it was whichever one was the one with Heath Ledger. And I was so hungover and it was like I started to get the sweats because I'm just looking up and the screen's moving.
And it's so big.
Why do they I always wondered this. Like, why do they even do that?
Why
even sell those seats now? Because of how they're doing movie theaters now and how they're doing screens. I never understood those floor seats. Why not start the stadium seating a little bit lower or change the angle? And like, I mean, obviously it's a lot of money, but
yeah, they can just, I mean, usually they're using a building that's already there that they're having to remodel.
Well, yeah.
And they're, you know, they can get, someone pays for them when a movie sells out. There's people sitting in those front row seats. So they don't care.
Oh, I don't understand. I want to know if there's anyone out there who actually likes that. Like, I mean,
when I was a kid, we used to sit down there. We thought we loved it, but
Kids were always wanted the back row.
No, I mean little kids. I mean, I don't mean even teenagers. I mean little.
Well, because they're barely watching.
Yeah.
Did you ever see? Someone had posted up. It was like a movie theater that had a playground built into it.
Our movie theater, when I was really young, used to do a talent show on Saturdays. And you could win prizes.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you told about. Who was the person who hosted or something?
Randy
Terry or something like that.
No, Sammy Terry. He was on TV, but I think he did come to our town once. But no, there was the town character who was named Bill. And he would always come and he would always go, oh, and everybody would go, oh, back at him. And and different people would get up there and like jump rope or do a hula hoop or some silly things and win prizes.
Really?
And they
would
give
that be
away
before
like,
a movie
a
or
ticket.
Was it
it was before the movie. Yeah, it was the Saturday matinee.
Oh, that's so funny.
It was fun.
That reminds me when we used to do, you know, radio stations would do movie premieres and it was never really a premiere. I mean, maybe so like if the movie opened that weekend, we would maybe get tickets for a screening on a Thursday.
Yeah.
And they would always give us like 4,000 tickets.
Yeah.
So like you would be handing out these tickets and not really thinking about it, but you're like, yeah, it's a special 98.7 screening of whatever movie of Thor, you know, come out. And then you would get there, but the whole thing was it was first come, first serve. So just because you had
a guarantee.
It was not a guarantee. And then it was, I remember one time, and it might have been one of the new Star Warses back in the day. I remember there was almost a fight because somebody sat down and then somebody else sat down and they were jockeying for a seat. And I don't know what two groups got at the same time. But it even got to the point where they were trying to sit, like one person was sitting on the other person and they're all, and we're just sitting there. And of course, you know, us being the stupid DJs had already got our spot. We're like, yeah, we're going to this movie.
And what is up with people who go to the movie theater and it's obviously going to be a full house and they still try to sit with a seat in between them and the group next to them.
Oh,
and it's like, well,
seat.
What are we supposed to do with that? Like I'm supposed to go sit in that seat and my friend's supposed to go sit in the one two rows down.
And that's what's funny about the online seat buying sometimes is that sometimes you'll see that. I'm like, there's sometimes where you can't buy it tickets if there is that seat. Like if that buffer seat, like if you're trying to leave a buffer seat only because you're trying to do something else, if someone else already put it there, It's a weird system, so I don't know. But yeah, I used to hate the buffer
seat. Back in the day, you'd go in and it's like, okay, this is really crowded. And there's these random buffer seats around the place. And you're like, well, what? Come on, scoot over.
That was also fun, too. That's something I try to teach my kids about talking to strangers. Like, that's the thing they don't have to understand is like, excuse me. Yeah, I know you guys are settled, but could you please slide down one? Because if you slide, then there's actually two seats together versus if I go sit over and then they're like, no, I've already got my popcorn here or whatever. Side note, one of the places my kid was looking at jobs and wanting to work was at a movie theater.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? I'd mentioned it to her. She's like, I don't know. And I'm like, she's like, people really trash those things. They have to do cleanup and all this stuff. And I'm like, give me a break. I'm like, you could probably get like all the popcorn we could ever want.
Yeah.
Get me into movies.
You just see every movie you want to see.
Yeah. I'm like, this sounds like the best job
like
ever.
Perks. Like, you got to think about the perks at the place you're going to. I think about the perks at the place you're going to work.
Oh, work perks. That's almost as good as a goat boat. I can't tell you what that's from. All right. So that's going to about do it for this podcast. 128. Thank you so much for listening to us. And don't forget, download, rate, subscribe.
Yes, tell again, please share it with your friends. You know, just let people know that we're here.
And thank you again to Gwen. Thank you, Gwen Ford.
And Coco.
And Coco for doing all the tricks. We can't wait to hear more from Coco at some point. But yeah, that's going to probably do it. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.